Shall we read several passages of scripture?
诗篇七十篇。
This is Psalm 70.
诗篇七十篇，大卫的纪念诗，交与灵长。神啊，求你快快搭救我。耶和华，求你速速帮助我。愿那些寻索我命的暴愧蒙羞，愿那些喜悦我遭害的退后受辱，愿那些对我说啊哈啊哈的因羞愧退后，愿一切寻求你的因你高兴欢喜，愿那些喜爱你救恩的常说当尊神为大。但我是困苦穷乏的，神啊，求你速速到我这里来，你是帮助我的搭救我的耶和华，求你不要单言。
Psalm 70, a psalm of David for a memorial. O God, hasten to deliver me. O Lord, hasten to my help. Let those be ashamed and humiliated who seek my life. Let those be turned back and dishonored who delight in my hurt. Let those be turned back because of their shame who say, Aha, aha. Let all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. And let those who love your salvation say continually, Let God be magnified. But I am afflicted and needy. Hasten to me, O God. You are my help and my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay.
我们注意到在诗篇的七十篇题头那里有一行小字，说是大卫的纪念诗，是交给灵长。
And so at the very beginning of Psalm 70, at the title, at the top, it says a Psalm of David for a memorial for the choir director.
所以我们就知道说，第一，这是一首标题诗。
So we know that this is a hymn with a title or a psalm with a title.
那么第二，这首诗应该是大卫他在晚年缅怀往事的时候写下的。
And we know that this is also a hymn that David, a psalm that David wrote later on in his aged years as he was looking back at the previous things.
那么在那个时候呢，约柜已经放在耶路撒冷城里了。
At that time, the ark was already in the city of Jerusalem.
所以我们说以色列的敬拜就已经恢复了。
And so we know that the worship in Israel has already been recovered.
那么在会幕里边呢，就有利未人的诗班。
And also in the tabernacle, we have the choir of the Levites.
那么所以在历代志上25:3就在那里说，他们在会幕的里边弹琴唱歌称谢颂赞耶和华。
And so in Chronicles, we see that the people there were prophesying and giving thanks and praising their Lord.
那么在大卫的身边，那个负责指挥和带领诗班服事的呢，就叫做灵长。
And so at that time, the choir director, the one who was leading the choir in singing praises, he was the choir director.
那么我们知道在诗篇150的诗歌的里边，大卫写的诗歌是占了很大的一部分。
And so among the 150 psalms, David's psalms take up a majority of them.
那么有一些呢就叫做是标题诗。
And so some of them are psalms with a title.
那么比如说大卫就是有6的经诗，这是标题诗。
For example, there are 6 miktams. These are all psalms with titles.
那么这是说到他人生中极其艰难的一段的经历，但是在大卫的眼中就好像金子一样那么宝贵。
And these were psalms written during the particular times of great suffering in David's lives, in his life. However, they were also times that were very precious to him.
那么又比如说大卫有一组的标题诗叫做训诲诗。
And then there is another type of psalm that he wrote with a title. They are called maskils.
那么讲到他在生命的经历中，他对神的救恩和神的旨意那个深刻的认识。
And they also have a very deep understanding of God's will in his life during the things that he went through.
那么这一组的诗，特别是马丁路德弟兄他喜爱的。
And these are psalms that particularly Brother Martin Luther really enjoyed.
那么同样我们讲到是标题诗，大卫写的纪念诗在诗篇的里边只有2。
And however, the psalms which have a title that David had written, there's only 2 of them.
那么一首呢是诗篇38。
One is Psalm 38.
那么另外一首呢就是我们今天读到的诗篇70。
The other remembrance psalm is the one that we just read, Psalm 70.
那么我们刚才讲过纪念诗的特点就是缅怀往事。
And so we just mentioned that the main point of these remembrance psalms is to remember the past.
人经常会忘记过去的经历。
Man often forgets the experiences of the past.
但是大卫不会忘记，因为经历在神的手中是有意义、有益处。
However, David does not forget because the experiences in God's hands have a meaning and purpose.
那么纪念在原文的里边，它还有一个意思，就是提醒。
And so this word memorial or remembrance, another meaning of that word is to remind.
那所以我们说它不如这首诗叫做提醒诗更合适。
And so it's better to title the psalm a reminder.
那么这时候大卫他虽然已经坐在以色列君王的宝座上面了。
So even though David, he is already seated upon the throne of Israel.
但是大卫要提醒他自己说他在神的手中他还没有毕业。
However, David is reminding himself that in God's hands he has not graduated yet.
所以他就用这首的纪念诗他来提醒自己。
And so he's using this remembrance psalm to remind himself.
然后我们看见这首的纪念诗是大卫写下来他交给领长。
And so we see that this remembrance psalm is written for the choir director.
那么很明显他的心意是要在会幕敬拜的时候全体以色列众人都要来听都要来唱。
So we see very obviously that this is a psalm that needs to be sung among those who serve in the tabernacle as well as among all the people.
所以我们说诗篇七十篇它不是大卫一个人的诗。
And so we can say that Psalm 70 is not just personally for David.
它是全体以色列人的一首诗歌。
It is a psalm for the corporate body of Israel.
那么也是我们的纪念诗。
It is also our remembrance psalm.
诗篇七十篇它不是个人的经历，是团体的经历。
Psalm 70 is not a personal experience, but a corporate experience.
我们下面再读一处的圣经是在彼得前书的二章。
The next passage that we will read is in 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书二章的十九到二十一节。
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 19 to 21.
倘若人为叫良心对得住神，就忍受冤屈的苦楚，这是可喜爱的。你们若因犯罪受责打，能忍耐，有什么可夸的呢？但你们若因行善受苦，能忍耐，这在神看是可喜爱的，你们蒙召原是为此。我们就读到这里。
For this finds favor, if for the sake of conscience towards God, a person bears up under sorrows when suffering unjustly. For what credit is there if when you sin and are harshly treated, you endure it with patience? But if when you do what is right and suffer for it, you patiently endure it, this finds favor with God.
今天我们常常会就着周围恶劣的环境，我们会说为什么这样，为什么那样。
Today, oftentimes because of unjust circumstances, we would say, "Why is this? Why do we have to go through this?"
那么彼得就在这里告诉我们说，其实教会从第一天开始就是受苦的。
And Peter here is reminding us that actually from day one, the church already is suffering.
而且神的儿女受苦有一个特点，不是因为犯罪受责打。
And there's a particular point that the children of God, they are not suffering because of sin.
那么如果是这个我们为管教而受苦的话呢，彼得说那没有什么可夸的。
If we are being disciplined and we suffer, then we have nothing to boast in.
但我们是因为行善受苦。
But if we are suffering because of doing good,
那么这个善我们知道就是神的旨意。
Then we know that this suffering and this good is God's will.
所以说弟兄姊妹，哪里有神的旨意，哪里就有神儿女苦难的经历。
And so brothers and sisters, wherever is the will of God, we see that there will be experiences of suffering for the children of God.
彼得就说你们蒙召原是为此。
And so, Peter tells us that this is our calling.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做正常基督徒的生活。
So, brothers and sisters, this is a normal Christian life.
那么我们再读一段新约的圣经，是在启示录的十四章。
Let's read another passage in the New Testament, Revelation chapter 14.
启示录十四章一到五节。
Revelation 14, 1 through 5.
我又观看 见羔羊站在锡安山，同他的又有144000人。都有他的名和他父的名写在额上。我听见从天上有声音，像重水的声音和大雷的声音，并且我所听见的好像有叹气的。和所叹的精神，他们在宝座前，并在四活物和众长老前唱歌，仿佛是新歌。除了从地上买来的那144000人以外，没有人能学这歌。这些人未曾沾染妇女，他们原是同生。羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随他。他们是从人间买来的，做出熟的果子归于神和羔羊。在他们的口中查不出谎言来，他们是没有瑕疵的。
Then I looked, and behold, the Lamb was standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his name and the name of his Father written on their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, like the sound of many waters, and like the sound of loud thunder. And the voice which I heard was like the sound of harpists playing on their harps. And they sang a new song before the throne and before the four living creatures and the elders. And no one could learn the song except the 144,000 who had been purchased from the earth. These are the ones who have not been defiled with woman, for they have kept themselves chaste. These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These have been purchased from among men as firstfruits to God and to the Lamb, and no lie was found in their mouth. They are blameless.
这段圣经是我们都熟悉的，因为它讲到得胜者。
This is a passage that we're all familiar because it speaks of the overcomers.
这是我们荣耀的盼望，也是把我们聚集在一起那个荣耀的意象。
This is our glorious hope, as well as the vision of us gathering together in glory.
我们注意到约翰说到得胜者，他们身上有一个特点。
Here, when John is speaking of these overcomers, we see that there is something very particular among them.
那就是跟随弟兄姊妹，羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随。
And that is that they follow. No matter where the Lamb goes, these follow him.
那么这个跟随不只是地位上和心意上的，这个跟随也是经历上的。
This following is not just in the location or the place of where he goes, but it's also following in experience.
所以我们说，学生不能大过先生，仆人不能高过主。
That is why we say a disciple is not above his teacher, nor a slave above his master.
羔羊是怎样的，我们也是怎样。
No matter how the lamb was, that is how we are.
他在地上若是常经忧患，受苦难和逼迫，直到人在一片啊哈啊哈的声音当中，把他钉在十字架上，成就神荣耀的旨意。
When our Lord Jesus was When he was humiliated and dishonored, when the people said aha and aha to him, that is our experience as well.
弟兄姊妹，我们的经历也是这样的，所以这个叫做跟随。
Brothers and sisters, this ought to also be our experience, and so we ought to follow.
我们有一点的祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
感谢你，你是乐意亲近我们的主。
Thank you, because you are a God who draws near to us.
我们靠着你的恩典，我们来到主你施恩宝座的前面。
And according to your grace, we draw near to your throne of grace.
愿你脸上的光来照我们。
May you shine upon us with the light of your face.
叫你的儿女可以摸到你的能力。
So that your children may be able to come into your presence.
看见你的荣耀。
That we may see your glory.
我们也能够得着 你的生命。
So that we may can, so that we may also gain of your life.
愿你向我们说话的时候，我们能够伏在你的面前。
When you speak to us, may we prostrate ourselves before you.
我们感谢你给我们这段宝贵的时间。
We thank you for giving us this precious time.
靠主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In Jesus' most holy name we pray. Amen.
我们都知道大卫的一生，他是饱经忧患，常有苦难的。
We know that David's life was full of sorrows and tribulations.
那么诗篇七十篇就是特别说到他在三十岁以前，他有一段十四年逃亡的经历。
Because we know that before David turned 30 years old, he had 14 years where he was on the run.
那么十四年的苦难，在人看来真好像是一个漫漫的长夜。
14 years in the eyes of man is a very, very long stretch of time.
那么常常是有危机的局面会发生的。
Oftentimes, we will have times of crisis.
那么这个是我们可以从诗篇七十篇里边我们可以感受得到的。
This is all something that we can sense from Psalm chapter 70.
不但是大卫自己的同胞害他，他的朋友出卖了他。
Not only did his companions also have problems with him, but even his friends did not want to be with him.
那么他自己也曾经他两次就跑到以色列人的对头非利士人那里，他去求保护。
And two times he went to the enemies of Israel, to the Philistines, to seek refuge.
那么我们说落在仇敌的手里已经是很危险了。
We can say that it's already very dangerous to be in the hands of the enemy.
那么何况他是自投罗网的。
But then here, it seems as if there's no turning back.
那么在撒母耳记上的二十八章。
And so in 1 Samuel 28,
当大卫他第二次他逃到非利士人那里的时候，
The second time when he went to the Philistines,
那么非利士人的那个加特王雅吉就立刻封了大卫做他的护卫长。
Immediately, the king of the Philistines, King Achish, took David to be one of his own bodyguards.
那么从表面上来看，大卫是受到重用了，那么他也受雅吉王的保护了。
And so, on the surface, it seems as if he has received security protection from Achish.
但是等到他看清了周围的事态以后，大卫就立刻明白说他已经落在仇敌的诡计里边。
However, when he looked around and saw the circumstances, he realized that he was in the hands of the enemy.
因为那个时候是非利士人正准备和以色列人开战的这个前夜。
Because right ahead of him was the battle of the Philistines against the Israel.
所以加特王就把大卫就留在他的身边。
And so that is why Achish left David next to him.
那么这样呢，这个加特王雅吉他就可以名正言顺地命令大卫说，你和跟随你的人都要随我出战。
And so that is why Achish said to David, Know for certain that you will go out with me in the camp, you and your men.
那么这个是大卫生命的危机。
This was a crisis in David's life.
要不呢，他就和他的同伴们做非利士人的帮凶去攻打以色列人。
On one hand, he was to be the bodyguard of the Philistines and to go and attack Israel.
那么这样子呢，他们的血，他们的手呢，就沾了自己同胞的血。
And then their hands would be full of the bloodshed of their own people.
那要不呢，他们就临阵后退，那么他们都要被当作逃兵来处死。
On the other hand, if he retreats, then he would be one who is like a defector from the army.
所以我们看见了吗？大卫在这个时候是进退两难的。
And so here we see that David is stuck between a rock and a hard place.
那么往前一步是死，那么往后退一步也是死。
If he were to move forward, he would die. If he retreats back, he would die.
那么从人的眼光来看，大卫这次一定是死定了。
And so from man's perspective, it seems as if David is destined to die.
扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万。
Even though Saul has killed his thousands, David his tens of thousands.
非利士人要对付那个杀死千千的扫罗王，他们要全部兵马都出动了。
And so for the Philistines, because they wanted to deal with Saul, who had killed his thousands, they have taken all of their armies and chariots against Israel.
但是今天他要对付这个杀死万万的大卫，他们却不用动一个手指头。
However, now, in order to deal with David, who has killed tens of thousands, they're not doing anything at all.
连捆他的绳子都不需要。
They didn't even need, the rope to bind him.
因为大卫是自己送上门来的。
Because David himself came willingly to them.
那么这是仇敌挖的一个陷阱，现在大卫就掉在里边了。
And so this is how the enemy has dug a pit for him, and David had fallen into it.
所以他就好像听见非利士人在背后指着他，然后得意地笑着说：“啊哈，啊哈。”
So it's like David hearing the voices of the Philistines laughing at him, saying, "Aha, aha."
那么这个就是大卫在诗篇七十篇里边那一头一尾那个紧急的祷告。
And so here we see in Psalm 70 that prayer of asking God to hasten to His help.
那么大卫就说：“神啊，求你快快搭救我，耶和华。”求你速速帮助我，耶和华，求你不要淡言。
And so that is why David here prays, Oh God, hasten to deliver me. Oh Lord, hasten to my help. Oh Lord, do not delay.
那么大卫一生中这样紧急的经历呢，实在是太多太多了。
There are so many experiences of David having these times of urgency.
我们可以说是数不胜数，数不过来的。
You can say that they are countless.
而且每一次仇敌都是有足够的把握可以把他置于死地的。
And every time we can say that the enemy had assurance that they could kill David.
那么这一点大卫在诗篇里边他是没有看错的。
So when David writes Psalm 70, he didn't see things wrongly.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
尽管是苦难和危机。
Even though it's sufferings and tribulations,
尽管是在仇敌手中进退两难的死路
even though it seems like it's a dead end in the hands of the enemy,
但是在神的手中却用来激发和造就大卫的祷告
And yet, in the hands of God, these experiences were used to inspire and edify David's prayers.
大卫一生中最甜美的交通都是在危机和苦难里做成的。
Some of the most sweetest times of fellowship between David and the Lord was in the times of crisis and difficulty.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是神超乎万有之上的智慧。
And so, brothers and sisters, this is the wisdom of God that is far beyond all that we can imagine.
所以在以赛亚书五十五章九节那里就说过，天怎样高过地，照样他的道路高过人的道路，他的意念高过我们的意念。
That is why it says in Isaiah 55:9, For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
但是弟兄姊妹，今天我们读诗篇七十篇。
But brothers and sisters, today as we read Psalm 70,
如果说大卫昨天的经历就是我们今天的经历。
If we say that David's experience from yesterday is our experience,
那我们是不是要问一个问题？
Then should we ask this question?
为什么大卫要有那样的经历？
Why did David need to go through such experiences?
为什么正常的基督徒就非要经过不正常的经历才能够做成的呢？
Why do normal Christians need to go through abnormal circumstances in order to build them up?
大卫已经明明的是被高立做以色列的王了。
David has already been exalted as the king of the nation of Israel.
那么为什么还要遭遇无数次的逼迫和苦难呢？
Why did he need to go through countless times of tribulation and difficulties?
那么如果说他在高立做王的时候，前面还有一个扫罗王在那里挡着。
Now, if he has been anointed as king, why is there still Saul who's standing in his way?
难道他不可以继续地留在他父亲耶西的家里吗？
Can't he just remain in the house of his father Jesse?
那么他可以平平安安地放那几只小羊。
Why can't he just in peace be the shepherd over those few sheep?
那么放满十四年好了。
And so why does he have to go through those 14 years?
他放他的羊一直等到扫罗和他的三个儿子都在基利波山下都被害扑倒了，那个时候他再出来做王，难道不是一件美事吗？
Can't he just be a shepherd over those few sheep for 14 years until Saul falls at Mount Gilboa with his sons and they die and then he become king? Wouldn't that be so much better?
照着大卫当时受膏的光景，
But and according to David's current condition when he was anointed as king,
他虽然是只有十几岁的一个牧童，
He was just a teenager being a shepherd,
但他实在是大有能力的。
However, he was full of strength.
用他自己的话告诉我们说，他赤手空拳，他就可以胜过狮子和熊。
Even according to his own words, that just with what he has in his own hands, he's able to overcome a bear and a lion.
今天我们带小学生、中学生到动物园去看狮子、熊的时候，他们都抱住爸爸妈妈的腿的。
Today, for the young children, if you go to the zoo and you see the lions and the bears, they immediately grab a hold of the parents.
大卫可以胜过狮子和熊。
However, David could overcome a lion and a bear.
他仅仅可以用一块石子儿，他就可以胜过那个非利士人的勇士，叫做歌利亚。
With one stone, he could overcome the hero of the Philistines called Goliath.
而且撒母耳记上十六章告诉我们说，
And 1 Samuel 16 tells us,
当撒母耳到了大卫的父亲耶西的家里。
When Samuel arrived at David's father's house, the son of Jesse,
他看见的童子大卫,
he saw this youth David.
是面色光红, 双目清秀, 容貌俊美。
He was reddish with beautiful eyes and a handsome appearance.
那实在来说, 大卫是具备了做王的一切的条件。
We can say that David already fulfills all the characteristics of being a king.
但是神不要这些。
However, God was not interested in these.
因为这些东西在扫罗王身上都有的。
Because all these things were already present in King Saul.
所以弟兄姊妹，神的手里不缺有能力的人。
And so God does not lack people who have ability.
不缺有智慧的人，也不缺有热心的人。
God does not lack those who have intelligence or those who have zeal.
但是神单单的就是要在以色列人当中，他要找到一个人。
However, among all of Israel, God is looking for one man.
那么这个人就是大卫在诗篇七十篇里边所说的。
And this man is the person that David speaks of in Psalm 70.
他是寻求神的人。
A man who seeks after God.
他以神为他的高兴和欢喜。
A person who allows God to be his joy and salvation.
他尊神为大。
One who magnifies God.
这个人不是他要做以色列的王。
This person is not to be the king of Israel.
而是神要在他里边来做以色列的王。
But that God in that man wants to be the king of Israel.
神可以用到他来得着全体的以色列人。
So that God can use this man to gain the entire nation of Israel.
那么把神的百姓都带进那个荣耀的目的里去。
And to bring all of God's people into the purpose of God.
所以弟兄姊妹为着这个荣耀的目的。
So, brothers and sisters, for this glorious purpose,
大卫要有十四年旷野逃亡的经历。
David had to go through 14 years of being on the run from the king.
那么也正是因为这个荣耀的目的，才有了大卫的诗篇七十篇。
And it was also for this glorious purpose that now we have Psalm 70.
所以我们说，大卫过去曾经受苦。
So we can say that all of David's past experiences.
那么今天我们有难处。
Today we also have difficulties.
是因为神在我们身上有一个荣耀的旨意。
It is because God has a glorious purpose in us.
那就是他在地上要找到一个匹配。
That is, God wants to find something in us here on earth.
能够叫他的名。叫他的国，叫他荣耀的自己，不但行在天上，也能够行在地上。
He wants to find his nation, his kingdom, not only in heaven, but also on earth today.
虽然人是比天使微小一点。
even though man is but a little lower than angels,
但是若是神找到这样一个人，
however, for God to find such a man,
神找到这么一个团体，
for God to find such a body or corporate body,
他就能够叫堕落的天使长暴愧蒙羞退后受辱。
He can allow the fallen angels to fall back in shame.
弟兄姊妹，虽然今天我们和大卫是相距3000多年，
even though we are separated from David by about 3,000 some years,
但是主要得着我们像他得着大卫一样。
But God wants to gain us like how he gained David.
因为教会要在地上成为他的匹配。
Because the church is to be the one who also is matched with the Lord.
羔羊无论往哪里去，
no matter where the lamb goes,
他们都跟随他，
they all follow him.
我们感谢主，我们确实是他用爱子的宝血得着的。
Yes, we have all been purchased by the blood of his beloved son.
神儿子的爱常常的是激励我们的心，叫我们愿意起来来跟随他。
The love of the beloved son oftentimes constrains us so that we're willing to rise up and follow him.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们都是童子大卫。
However, brothers and sisters, we are all like the youth David.
虽然我们得知了做王的地位，
even though we have gained the position of being a king,
但是做王的生命不在我们里边。
But we do not have the life of a king inside of us.
所以我们需要经历。
So we need to go through experiences.
我们需要神手中那个拆毁了童子大卫，再制作成君王大卫的那个经历。
We need that experience of God's hand breaking down David and then rebuilding him up to be a king.
那么这个拆毁的经历叫做苦难。
And so this breaking down experience is called suffering.
叫做生命的危机。
It is called the crisis of life.
那么保罗在罗马5章17节那里就说过，
Paul also tells us in Romans 5:17，
在过去因着亚当的过犯，死怎么在众人里面做了王，在童子大卫身上是这样，在我们身上也是这样的。
For if by the offense of the one death reigned through the one, just like how it was in the youth David, it is the same in us.
那么现在我们这些人受了神的洪恩，又蒙他所赐的义。
But now, we who have received abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness,
耶稣基督就要照样在我们生命里边作王。
Now Jesus Christ will reign in life in us.
所以我们就看见哪里有神的拣选。
And so here we see wherever there is the choosing of God,
哪里有神的旨意，
wherever there is the will of God,
哪里有作王的生命，
wherever there is the life of a king,
哪里就有神儿女受苦难的经历。
There you will find the experience of the sufferings of the children of God.
正着彼得前书2章那里所说的。
Just like what it says in 1 Peter 2.
那么这个经历是从教会的第一天。
This has begun from the church's day one.
是从我们跟随主的第一天就开始的。
It begins from the first day when we began following the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，这就是大卫和我们一切经历的一个答案。
So brothers and sisters, this is the reason for why David had to go through all these experiences and us as well.
那么这是大卫他在诗篇70篇里边他要纪念的。
And so Psalm 70 is a remembrance poem from David.
那么大卫把诗篇70篇他称为是纪念诗。
And so, David titles this psalm a remembrance poem.
是因为他缅怀往事。
It's because he's going back, remembering the past.
纪念那个在苦难中曾经和神有过的那个甜美的交通。
He is remembering that sweet fellowship that he had with the Lord during his times of crisis.
那么我们也说过，纪念诗是提醒诗。
We've also said that a remembrance or memorial poem is one that reminds us.
他提醒自己，也提醒神的百姓。
He's reminding himself as well as reminding the people of God.
好像他在诗篇103那边所说的，我的心啊，你不要忘记耶和华一切的恩惠。
It's just like when he says in Psalm 103, my soul, do not forget all of the benefits of the Lord.
他在写诗篇70篇的时候，
When he wrote Psalm 70,
他已经是坐在以色列君王的宝座上。
He was already seated upon the throne of the nation of Israel.
神的约柜和会幕都已经在耶路撒冷城里边了。
God's tabernacle and ark was already in the city of Jerusalem.
那么以色列人他们一年三次从各地上来，带着牛羊牲畜和迦南地新鲜的土产，他们到神的面前来弹琴歌颂称颂神。
Three times a year, all of Israel would come together in Jerusalem as one person, bringing all their sacrifices, their lambs, their sheep, their creatures, as well as the produce of the land to worship God.
那么在这个时候，以色列的军队，他们个个都好像是箭袋充满的勇士。
And we see that also the army of Israel was like the quiver full of these arrows.
他们站在迦南全地这城门口和仇敌说话的时候，他们是不至于羞愧的。
When they stand before the walls of the city, they would not be shamed in front of their enemies.
在那个时候的耶路撒冷是城中平安，宫内兴旺。
We see that Jerusalem at that time was full of abundance and peace and prosperity.
神的百姓他们各自坐在自家的无花果树和葡萄树的下面，他们享受四境的平安。
We see that the people of Israel, they all dwelled in peace with the fruitful vines of their own house. They were enjoying the peace of Zion.
所以诗篇128篇那里说，他们吃劳碌得来的，凡事尽都顺利。
We see that in Psalm 128, they ate of the fruit of the labor of their hands. They were happy, and it was well with them.
他们的妻子在内室好像多结果子的葡萄树。
Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house.
他们的儿女围绕桌子，好像葡萄摘子。
And their children were like olive plants around the table.
弟兄姊妹，这不就是教会得恢复的时候那个蒙福的光景吗？
Brothers and sisters, isn't this blessed condition one after you see the recovery of the church?
许多人在经历当中的时候，他们印象是深刻的。
Oftentimes, when people are going through their experiences, they have very deep impressions.
但是只要经历过去，他们就忘记得光光了。
But once the experience is past, everything is forgotten.
但是大卫却没有忘记。
However, David did not forget.
在和平的年日的里边，他不但记得一个过去的一个祷告。
During the years of peace, he never forgot a prayer that he had when he was in difficulty.
他还要把那个祷告，那一段的经历再拿出来做纪念。
He wanted to take out that prayer to make it a memorial so that he could remember it.
不只是那一段受苦的经历，
Not only just that experience of suffering,
而是在苦难的经历当中有神的旨意和神的工作。
But that during the time of suffering, there was the experience of God and the work of God.
在苦难的经历当中有神儿女甜美的教导。
That during suffering, there was a sweet fellowship with the children of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天在我们里边有没有一首纪念诗？
Brothers and sisters, today in our experience, do we have a remembrance psalm?
刚才领会的弟兄提醒我们说，疫情已经过去一年了。
Our brother who just led the hymn reminded us that it has already been a whole year since the pandemic has come.
这个一年的当中，我们有许多难处的经历。
In this past year, we have had many experiences of difficulty.
我们经过社会的混乱，人心的混乱。
We have gone through the turmoil of society as well as of man's hearts.
在那一段混乱的时间的里边，有一些弟兄姊妹的家里，甚至儿女和父母都不能为着同一个话题在那里交通的。
During this time of turmoil, there were some families where the parents and children could not have fellowship on the same topic.
因为有的人是看好大象党，有的人是看好驴子党的。
Because some people they identified with the Republican Party and some with the Democratic Party.
我们也刚刚经过寒冷的气候。
And we just went through a time of bitter coldness.
差不多每一家都有断水、断电、爆水管的这种的经历。
Almost every family had the experience where we had no power, no water, as well as burst pipes.
那我记得当我们家断水断电的时候
I remember for my family when we lost water and power
我女儿就在那里大喊大叫说我们要祷告我们要祷告
My daughter she cried out loudly We need to pray We need to pray
我们常常要面对健康工作婚姻家庭学业等等我们各种难处当中的经历
We need to often go through experiences of difficulties in our studies in our family in our jobs and all these things
弟兄姊妹我们今天不缺乏经历的
Today brothers and sisters we do not lack experiences
这是神的恩典
These are all God's grace
但是经历有没有把我们带进他荣耀的旨意和工作里边去呢
But have these experiences brought us into God's glorious work
还是说我们虽然我们是经过艰难但是经历过去以后我们却没有一首纪念的诗歌可以留在我们里边
However, going through them is one thing, but have going through these really allowed a remembrance psalm to be in us.
我们都喜欢唱 Fanny Crosby 姊妹写的那一首的诗歌。
We all like to sing this hymn written by Sister Fanny Crosby.
我们的姊妹说，我知凡事临到我，主有美意不必测。
We sing all the way my Savior leads me. What have I to ask beside?
但是凡事临到我们了。
But now that it has come to us.
我们却让主的美意，却让属灵的学习，那就白白的就飘走了。
We have just let the spiritual lessons just pass us by.
弟兄姊妹，神因着他荣耀的旨意和工作，他会把经历一个一个的加在我们的生活和生命当中的。
But God, for the sake of His will and for the sake of His work, He will continually add these experiences one by one on us.
我们不用担心经历的。
We don't need to worry about these experiences.
难处的经历走了一个，还会再来一个。
Because once one difficulty passes, another will come.
疫情过了以后，还会有其他的情的。
After the pandemic passes, there will be more things that will come.
冬天的寒流过去，还会有夏天的台风的。
After the bitterness of the winter, now we will have summer hurricanes.
去年的大选刚刚才过去，四年以后它还会再来的。
We just had an election that passed by 4 years later, it will come again.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们巴不得神的儿女能够像大卫一样，叫每一次的经历都在我们里边能够留下一首我们能够唱、能够纪念的诗歌。
But we desire that in every brother and sister, just like David, after these difficulties come through, we hope that there is this remembrance psalm that we can sing.
诗篇七十篇是一首很短的短诗。
Psalm 70 is a very short psalm.
实在来说，就是大卫他在生命的危机的当中向神的一个呼求。
Simply put, we can say that in his time of crisis, it was a prayer, a cry out to God.
虽然只有短短的五节
Even though it's just a very short 5 verses.
而且我们读的时候里边还有很多是重复的话
And when we read it, we find that there's a lot of repetition in it.
但是可以叫我们看见大卫在苦难的经历中他有一个宝贵的学习
However, we see that in David's time of suffering, he had this very good practice.
诗篇七十篇的一个特点就是我们第一眼看见的是苦难但是再看一眼就是甜美的交通
When you first take a look at Psalm 70 we see it is full of suffering but if you take a look at it again we see it is full of sweet fellowship with the Lord
穆安德烈弟兄在晚年的时候
In the latter years of Brother Andrew Murray
世界各地的弟兄姊妹他们是慕名而来
There were many brothers and sisters during that time that were going through a time.
他们要去探望这一位哦，这个叫做属灵的伟人。
They wanted to go and visit this spiritual giant.
但是他们常常第一眼看见是非常惊奇的，是一位身体衰败的老人家，他坐在轮椅的里面。
However, the person that they thought was a spiritual hero was just a very frail elderly person sitting on a wheelchair.
但是等到我们的弟兄一开口，大家就能够摸到那个荣耀的生命。
But when our brother began to speak, all those who heard could touch of that glorious life from within him.
有一位姊妹写到，她说当时的空气里边都是荣耀。
And a sister wrote that even in the air there was glory.
弟兄姊妹，这就是诗篇七十篇。
Brothers and sisters, this is Psalm 70.
我们先来看第一节和第五节。
Let's first take a look at verse 1 and 5.
大卫一头一尾，他向着神有一个急切的呼求。
From the beginning and at the end, we see that David had a very urgent cry.
苦难的经历让大卫认识到唯有神才是他的拯救。
The experience of suffering allowed David to come to realize that only God is his salvation.
就这个危机性的经历能够叫他转向神，他不再到非利士人那里边去求保护了。
Because of this crisis, now he no longer wanted to find refuge among the Philistines.
这个不是在我们里边自然而然就会长出来的。
This is not something that naturally will grow from within us.
神是我们的拯救，一定是要在苦难和危机的经历的里边才能够有的。
For us to come to experience that God is our salvation only comes through these times of suffering and crisis.
尼托生弟兄写的诗歌里边就是这么说。
And this is a hymn, a line from Brother Watchman Nee's hymn.
他说每一次的打击都是真利益。
Each blow I suffer is true gain to me.
弟兄姊妹，这个真利益就是神自己。
Brothers and sisters, this is the Lord Himself.
所以我们的弟兄说，每一次的打击，神的目的是要把我们里边的急去掉，然后把这个真利益加到我们里边。
And so every time there is this blow that comes to us, it is because God is taking away that self and giving us Himself.
然而这个真利益，神是要借着打击，借着苦难，把童子大卫里边可以那个依赖的能力除掉。
This truth is so that in the youth David, it is to take away that natural ability and strength.
这个能力叫大卫，虽然是童子，他可以杀死狮子和熊。
That as a youth, this ability allowed him to overcome a lion and bear.
这个能力可以叫他杀死哥利亚。
This strength could allow him to kill Goliath.
这个能力可以叫他在犹大的山地里边从一个洞逃到另外一个洞。
This strength allowed him to be able to run from one cave to another cave in Judah.
就是因着这一个能力，他可以两次跑到以色列人的对头的那里，他去求保护的。
And according to this strength, he was able to run away to the Philistines, the enemy of Israel, to find refuge there.
但是在人的道路上有一条更荣耀的道路。
However, in man's path, there is another glorious path.
他一切可以依赖的能力，在苦难和危机的经历当中都被统统拆毁了。
Now, all of the strength that previously he could rely upon in crisis and times of suffering, now all of that had been taken away.
直到这个人走投无路了，在他里边他只有一个呼喊，说神啊，求你快快搭救我。
Only when man comes to his very end, his dead end, now he will cry out and say, Oh Lord, come quickly to save me.
弟兄姊妹，这个时候真利益就立时进到他里边。
And now the true strength can enter into him.
不但是进到他里边，就成为他里边那个活的实际。
And not only comes into him, but can become that true reality.
弟兄姊妹，这叫正常基督徒的经历。
Brothers and sisters, this is the experience of a normal Christian.
苦难的经历能够叫我们肯把自己交给主。
The experiences of suffering allows us to be willing to give ourselves into the hand of God.
能叫我们自己交得出来。
So that we'd be willing to give ourselves.
这是大卫在诗篇七十篇里边他要纪念的第一点。
This is the very first point that David wants to remember in Psalm 70.
我们再来看第五节。
Let's continue on.
大卫说，但我是困苦穷乏的。
He says, but I am afflicted and needy.
在撒母耳记上二十四章
In 1 Samuel 24
大卫有一次他对扫罗王说
One time he said to King Saul
我不过是一条死狗是一个小跳蚤
I am but a dead dog a single flea
这个已经是很谦卑的话了
These are words that are already very humble
但是我们读过诗篇七十篇，我们就能够看见这句话里边还是有几分矫情在里边。
However, in Psalm 70, we see that these words still have a little bit more explanation.
因为毕竟这个一条死狗，一个小跳蚤，它还饶过扫罗王的两次命呢。
Because this dead dog, this single flea, yes, he has allowed King Saul to live.
现在神就借着苦难的经历和危机性的局面，叫他真正的服下来了。
But now, through the experience of crisis and suffering, allow David to truly submit, humble himself.
不要说是死狗，他连死狗都不如。
Now he dare not even say that he is a dead dog.
连小跳蚤都比不上。
That he cannot even be compared to a single flea.
这个时候他就是巴不得做一个小跳蚤都做不了。
And at this point in time, if he wants to be a flea, he can't be.
他无论做什么，结局只有一个苦，只有一个穷。
That no matter what he says, that he has only one end.
我们不要忘记了，弟兄姊妹，大卫当年的祷告是这样。
So do not forget, brothers and sisters, this was David's prayer at that time.
晚年他做以色列荣耀君王的时候，他仍然纪念这个祷告。
And later, even when he was the king of Israel in his latter years, he was still praying the same prayer.
好像雅各他经过一生的苦难，他里边终于才明亮起来。
Just like David, or Jacob, after going through an entire lifetime's worth of suffering, finally he became clear.
他说我的平生年日又少又苦。
He says that my years have been short and full of suffering.
这就是困苦穷乏的意思。
This is what it means to be poor and afflicted.
弟兄姊妹，但我是困苦穷乏的。
When I am afflicted and needy.
现在这句话是有分量的话。
Now these words have weight.
苦难的经历一个益处就是叫一个人能够认识自己。
The benefit of suffering is that now through it you can come to know yourself.
我们常常在一个经历的当中，我们觉得我们是一无所有的。
Oftentimes, when we go through an experience, we find that we have nothing.
但是主量给我们一点的恩典，我们就觉得现在我们可以为主做大事了。
And then once we have a little bit, then we can do great work for God.
许多的时候我们不认识自己是谁。
Oftentimes, we do not know who we really are.
这就常常成为我们生命的难处。
This often becomes a problem, a difficulty in our lives.
成为神家的难处。
Becomes a difficulty in God's house.
所以神就用苦难的经历叫我们里边得光照。
And so God allows these experiences of suffering to enlighten us.
显出我们里边真实的光景。
To reveal our true condition.
从前有一个年轻人，他跑到穆迪那里。
Once there was a young man who went to find D.L. Moody.
因为他有一段属灵的经历。
Because he had some spiritual experience.
所以他就满面红光的，他对穆迪讲。
So with a very bright face, he said to Brother Moody.
所以他说我里边的老亚当已经死了。
He said that my old Adam within me has died already.
那么这是很好的一段属灵经历，是不是加拉太书二章这个十节。
This is a very good spiritual experience. He went through Galatians 2:20.
如果老亚当死了，那么现在活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里边。
Because if the old Adam has died, it is no longer I who lives, but Christ who lives in me.
那么穆迪当然是很喜乐，他就回答说感谢主。
So of course, Moody, he was very happy, and he says, "Praise the Lord."
但是这个年轻人三番五次的就到穆迪的前面再来说这句话。
However, this young man came before Moody 3-4 times to repeat the same phrase.
他在周围到处敲锣打鼓，他来重复他那段有福的经历。
He was constantly just resounding with this experience, repeating it over and over.
所以穆迪就站到楼上。
So Moody, he went upstairs.
他趁着年轻人不注意，就拿了一大盆水浇在年轻人身上。
When the young man wasn't noticing, didn't see, he poured a bucket of water on the young man's head.
所以这一大桶的水全部就浇在这个年轻人的身上。 他在意外的当中，他全身都被水浇湿了。
And so because of this, the whole bucket of water was poured on his head. His entire body was drenched.
这个年轻人立时他就破口大骂说：“谁在楼上这么不小心
？”And this young man immediately cried out, and he yelled, "Who poured this butter of water on my head?"
那么他抬头一看，竟然是穆迪。
And when he lifted up his head, he saw it was Brother Moody.
那么这个时候，穆迪就笑脸对他说。
And at this time, Brother Moody laughed and said to him,
我只是想要证明一下你里边的老亚当是不是真的死了。
He said, I wanted to confirm whether or not the old Adam in you had truly died.
弟兄姊妹，经历是相当宝贵。
Brothers and sisters, experiences are precious.
能够叫我们真实地认识自己。
So that we can truly come to know ourselves.
这是大卫在诗篇七十篇里边他要纪念的第二个点。
This is the second point that David wanted to remember in Psalm 70.
第三点，当我们读诗篇七十篇的时候。
Thirdly, when we read Psalm 70.
我们发现它的组成很简单。
We find that the words are very simple.
就是五个求和五个愿。
In Chinese, there's five seeks and five lets.
那么如果中文的和合本是把第四节翻作当真尊神为大。
The fourth verse in the Chinese Union Version says, Let God be magnified.
其实在原文和英文圣经里边是愿尊神为大。
But in the original and in English, it says, Let God be magnified.
那么所以有求有愿的话，那么很明显诗篇七十五篇是不是苦难中的一首诗歌，而是苦难中的一个祷告。
And so if there's lots of let's and seek in this psalm, then we find that it's not just a song, but Psalm 70 is a prayer.
尼托生弟兄写过的那一首诗歌。
The hymn that Brother Watchman Nee had written.
他就说你若不压橄榄成渣他就不能成油。
It says, olives that have known no pressure never can oil bestow.
你若不投葡萄入榨他就不能变成酒。
If the grapes escape the winepress, cheering wine can never flow.
弟兄姊妹，这个油，这个酒，就是神儿女祷告的生命。
Brothers and sisters, this oil and this wine is the life of prayer for the children of God.
但是我们的弟兄提醒我们。
But our brother reminds us.
油不压是不出来的。
Oil cannot come if it is not pressed.
葡萄不榨是不会成就的。
And also grapes, if it's not stepped on, it also cannot become wine.
所以我们感谢主，他常常把我们放在危机性的局面里。
And so we thank the Lord that God often places us in these times of pressure and challenge.
我们已经觉得我们过不下去了。
We already feel that we cannot continue on.
弟兄姊妹，在这个后边有一个荣耀的目的。
But behind it, brothers and sisters, there's a glorious purpose.
这个目的很简单。
This purpose is very easy.
就是叫我们能够在他面前开得了口。
So that in his presence we can open our mouths.
苦难能够叫我们操练、学习和得着祷告的生命。
Prayer, the experience of suffering can teach us how to pray.
这是大卫在诗篇七十篇里边要纪念的第三个要点。
This is the third point of what David wanted to remember in Psalm 70.
我们今天读过诗篇七十篇。
Today we have read Psalm 70.
我想在这里有三点我们可以大家彼此勉励的。
There are three points that we can all use to mutually encourage one another.
第一，弟兄姊妹，我们要把握住难处的经历，把我们自己伏在地上的经历的里面。
First, we need to take hold of every experience of difficulty and every opportunity to prostrate yourself down on the ground.
弟兄姊妹，我们属灵，我们爱主，我们得生命，我们做主的见证，我们是离不开，我们也跳不过地上的环境的。
Brothers and sisters, even though you are spiritual, you can pray, you can do all these different things, you cannot escape the life that we have here on earth.
我们刚才唱过诗歌本的诗歌第373首。
We just sang hymn 373 in the hymn book.
我们在唱的时候，我们就能够感觉到诗歌的作者是真实摸到属天荣耀的人。
When we read and when we sing this hymn, we find that the author of the hymn has really touched the heavenly glory.
他的心也极其的向往这个属天的荣耀。
And this person's heart also is turned towards the glory of heaven.
但是我们记得吗？在第三节那里，诗歌的作者这一位姊妹就说：“天上虽有无比荣耀的冠冕， 但无实价可以顺从。他为我们所受一切的磨练，在地才能与他交通。
We see in verse 3, our sister who wrote this says, in heavenly glory will wear a bright crown and nevermore carry a cross. It's only on earth where his life was disowned, we share his rejection and loss.
今天我们向往丰富的生命。
Today, we are moving towards a life of great abundance.
但是我们不能把两个脚扎起来吊在半空的当中。
However, we cannot be hanging in mid-air on standing in both places.
我们必须脚踏实地的在地上的经历的里边。
Our feet need to be firmly placed in our experiences on earth.
我们才能够得着那个荣耀的交通。
And then we can gain that glorious fellowship.
那么在第四节，我们的姊妹她里边更是有一个呼喊。
And then in verse 4, our sister has an even deeper cry.
她说：“哎呀，为她机会已是何等少。”所有机会快要过去，我当宝贝这些不久的祝福，我借这些与你相连。
She says, "Alas, we're now left with few chances to share, to learn and taste of his grief. I treasure now all the pain I have known, for through it I'm made one with thee."
弟兄姊妹，正因为我们的主来的日子近了。
It is because our Lord's return is near.
所以我们今天在地上的经历，在难处的当中的经历，才显得那么宝贵。
That is why our experiences of difficulties and challenges and pain are so precious to us now.
我们不要错过这些经历。
Do not lose out on these opportunities.
难处来了，神的儿女不要急于求解脱。
When difficulties come, do not quickly ask for these things to be taken away from us.
不要急着跳出来。
Do not be so much in a hurry to jump away and out of it.
而是像大卫那样，愿意把自己伏在难处的经历当中。
But be like David to submit yourself beneath these difficulties and problems.
叫主的旨意和工作可以借着这些难处得着我们。
So that the will and work of God can be accomplished through these problems.
第二，我们在难处的当中，我们要看见主。
Secondly, in these difficulties, we need to see the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，今天这个时代是危机四伏的时代。
Brothers and sisters, these days are days of crisis.
我们家里若是有孩子上小学、上初中、上高中，甚至上大学的，我们都知道这个时代向着我们是四面攻击的时代。
If you have children at home who are elementary school, middle school, high school, even college, we know that this is a time where you are being oppressed on all sides.
没有一个地方是安全的。
Not one place is safe.
但是弟兄姊妹，在这个地上没有一个人，没有一个政府，一个政党，没有一个法律制度，甚至没有一个国家可以在这个危机和苦难的当中来保护我们。
There is not one person, one government, one system, not even one nation that can protect us in this way.
没有一个可以保护我们的儿女和儿女的儿女。
There is no one that can protect our children or even our children's children.
唯有基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Except for Christ and Him who has given up His life for the church.
教会的前途只在主的手里。
The future of the church is only in the hands of our Lord.
我们盼望把交在人的手里，就好比大卫跑到非利士人那里去求保护，我们实在是跑错路了。
If we put our hope in man's hands, then we are like David who has gone to find refuge among the Philistines.
弟兄姊妹，地上的人每一个人都会误事的。
Brothers and sisters, every single person here on earth can be wrong.
主永远不会误事。
However, the Lord will never be wrong.
主把环境量给我们，就是要造就我们在艰难的当中能够看见，能够认定主。
God has allowed these difficult circumstances to come so that we could see the Lord and grab a hold of the Lord.
要不然我们就中了仇敌的诡计了，我们就忽略了这么大的救恩，我们就随流飘去了。
Otherwise, we will then neglect so great a salvation.
最后我们在难处的当中要有属灵的学习。
Lastly, that in difficulties we need to have spiritual training.
这个学习就是祷告。
This training is in prayer.
大卫写的诗篇。
David, when he wrote the psalm,
数量最多，生命的经历最丰富、最深刻的，都是在他最苦的经历中写成。
All of these hymns and psalms were written mostly during his times of suffering and difficulty.
大卫能够从苦难中出来，变成一个全新的人，是因为神在祷告上得着了他。
David was able to be a man of God. It is because of all the prayers that he had uttered before him.
在今天的时代的里边，
In today's day and age,
我们当然需要在社会生活的里边来表达我们的意见。
Of course, we need to express our own opinion in today's country and in society.
但是我们有一个更大的需要。
However, we have a greater need.
诚实地说，今天神的儿女，神的家，有许多我们的需要。
Honestly speaking, in God's house, there are many needs.
我们以为这些需要去摇动政客的手，去摇动法律制度的手，我们却忘了神家最大的需要是摇动天上的那个手。
We think that we need to change the hand of government, of society. However, we have forgotten that we need to move the hand that is God's hand.
弟兄姊妹，我们应该回到主的面前。
We need to come before the Lord.
因为他叫这些环境领导我们。
Because he has allowed these circumstances to come to us.
就有一个目的是为了叫我们能够在他面前开口。
So that we could open up our mouths in his presence.
教会最需要的是祷告。
What does the church need is prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们愿你显明在大卫身上的旨意和工作也能够做在我们里。
We pray that the will that you have accomplished in David that you will do in us.
叫我们在这个世代能够成为你明光照耀的见证。
So that we can be that bright and testimony for you in this time.
我们虽然常有软弱。
Even though we're often weak.
我们也常在苦难和危机的经历的当中。
And often we are in experiences of suffering and crisis.
但是我们都是你的工作。
However, we are all your handiwork.
是在基督耶稣里造成。
And we are created in Christ Jesus.
主，愿你带领我们来往前行。
May you guide us forward.
我们祷告乃是靠主耶稣的圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.